A new movie by Jim Jarmusch features a woman talking about movies. She says the best films are like dreams you're never really sure you had. That line may express the ambition of Jim Jarmusch himself. The cult filmmaker spoke with Steve about his movie, The Limits of Control.
That film moves dreamily across the sun-drenched countryside in Spain. A mysterious African man meets other mysterious people who give him mysterious instructions.
Wait 3 days until you see the bread. The guitar will find you.
Wait 3 days, the woman tells the man, who's played by Isaac de Boncolet. And what distinguishes this movie from a James Bond flick, say, is that you actually see the secret agent wait. He sits in a hotel room. He turns on a light. He turns it off. Jim Jarmusch shows him repeatedly going to cafes to order espresso.
For maybe 10 years or so, I had in the back of my head the idea of making a film with Isaac as the central character, who was a very quiet, controlled criminal of some kind, on some kind of, I guess, mysterious mission.
The limits of control develop so gradually that one reviewer dubbed it the limits of patience. But you never doubt that this is exactly the movie the director intended to make.
For years, I wanted to film in the city of Sevilla in Spain, which is one of my favorite cities that I've ever been in. Just so visual and beautiful, with a lot of Moorish influence and a lot of tile work everywhere, balconies, narrow little streets, just an amazingly magical place. So I had that element. And then I got a photograph of a house in the south of Spain outside of Almeria, and that house appears toward the end of the film as a kind of hideout for, I don't want to talk about the story too much.
But to the extent there is a story, because you're basically telling me that you assembled the story in order to just pull us from one beautiful image to another.
Well, in a way, although the images serve something in the structure of the film. He goes from Madrid to Sevilla, which is a very, very different visual landscape. And the last act of the film almost becomes kind of like a Western in a way, and is filmed outside of Almeria, where all the spaghetti Westerns were filmed, all of Sergio Leone's films. So those landscapes are kind of strangely familiar due to films that we've seen without really realizing that they were in Spain.
You've pointed out that in making this film, built around a central character who is extremely controlled, he's working on some kind of mysterious job, you're referring back to or inspired by a character played by Lee Marvin in a film called Point Blank.
Well, I'm a big Lee Marvin fan and a huge fan of John Borman's film Point Blank. Based on some novels by Donald Westlake, they contain a character named Parker, who is always very, very controlled. Usually he's organizing some kind of heists or something. He cannot be distracted from the job at hand as he sees it.
I just want to point out for people who are not familiar with him, Lee Marvin was this great actor, scowling face, and had this very, very distinctive, powerful voice, which, it sounds a little bit like yours, Mr. Jarmusch.
Well, I've heard that before. Even John Borman and Sam Fuller had both told me that I looked like Lee Marvin, and sometimes when I was talking, they would be certainly reminded of him.
And is it true that you are a member, which it's said on the web, so it must be true, of a group called Sons of Lee Marvin?
Yes, I am. I can't talk too much about it, or you might be in jeopardy.
Secret society.
Yeah.
But Tom Waits is said to be a member and a number of other people.
Yes. We're big fans of Lee Marvin, and our the Sons of Lee Marvin is something really out of respect.
And this is not just a joke because you happen to look like the guy. I mean, you're making films that are inspired in some way by his acting.
Well, in this case, yes, but really more inspired by John Borman's filmmaking and the way he placed the camera in Point Blank. Incredible, really a masterpiece.
That's another thing about having a slow-paced film such as you have here, is that you have an opportunity to stare at shot after shot after shot that might fly by in half a second in another film, even if it was a beautiful shot.
Well, frankly, I get a little annoyed recently with the pace of a lot of films where no shot is on longer than 3 seconds. It's strange for some people, the film, because it is not, there's allusions to action without really any action. And there's allusions to drama, but there's no real dramatic emotional peaks in the film. And the reason for that was because the real subject of the film, in a way, I guess, is simply one's consciousness.
I want to say that because there's so little dialogue in this movie, the other sounds of life come to the fore, and you hear the sounds of footsteps on cobblestones, or you hear the sounds of moving about a room, or the sounds of a guitar case closing. And I'll tell you that as a viewer, it got so intense that I left the theater and intensely heard the traffic going by and heard the sound of the cab door closing when I went home and walked up the stairs and heard my feet on the stairs. Did you intend me to have that experience?
Well, we were hoping so. The sound is equally important to the image. And the idea was that maybe, hopefully, accumulatively, the film would work on your mind in a way that, even if only briefly, you would have a slightly heightened sense of your response to mundane things, both visual and certainly in terms of sound.
Mm. You mentioned that you're trying to defy or go around or ignore conventions, which means that you are going to frustrate some viewers, and you've already frustrated some, not all, but some reviewers. Do you care what people think about a film like this?
Well, I'm not making the film for critics, you know. I think the beauty of cinema is that the form is so varied. So it's not going to satisfy everyone's expectations, but at the same time, maybe some people will like just taking a little trip. But, you know, I always start off just thinking, well, if this is a cult film and resonates in some way, then we were successful.
Jim Jarmusch is writer and director of The Limits of Control. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot for having me.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News with Steve Inskeep. I'm Renee Montaigne.